inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
We tackle some mid-season pruning in this week's edition of Garden Talk, and with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So we got some more questions about pruning. They always seem to come in, and so these are topics that I guess listeners are really keen about, especially when there are different species that require pruning at different times. So let's start with two questions here, rolled into one. Richard writes, when is the best time to prune your tree? I've got a sugar maple. And then Helen writes, when is it okay to prune and shape a Japanese maple? I live in central New Jersey.
I guess the K2 is really reaching out these days.
Yeah.
So this is actually a good time, and even into through June and even into July for pruning maples. The nice thing about pruning this time of year on a lot of different trees is that it doesn't stimulate a lot of new growth, but it's good for the shaping, because already some of the nutrients that were stored in the roots are being used up, so you're not going to have a lot of more growth. But timing for pruning is good right now. Looking at the tree, if it needs shaping, if it's too tall and people might want to prune for branches going wider. Fortunately, of course, the power companies come along and they prune whenever they feel like it, and sometimes do some butchery on your favorite trees. But particularly for the person, the Japanese maples, there's some really great, I guess we don't mind advertising, YouTube videos on the shaping and getting creative truly with them. I mean, there are traditional ways of pruning them and then some less traditional ways. And the key for all of this really is having a good sharp pruning tools to use. And especially on the bigger trees, if some person is up on a ladder doing the pruning, it's good to have a person down on the ground, both as a safety person, as well as helping direct the tree cutting person which branches to cut and which branches not to cut.
When it comes to sharp tools, I mean, you could really butcher and mangle a plant if you try to prune something with something that's pretty dull.
Well, it is. And it's harder on your hands also. For strength, a sharp tool cuts more easily, makes a cleaner cut, which is important when we're making these cuts. Don't leave stubs sticking out from the trunk or from a side branch either, so that make a nice clean cut, which is close to the main branch as the tree is actively growing and starting the healing process too. So you don't have to work so hard, whether it's a dull saw, dull hand clippers or loppers, having them sharp is really gonna make you work less hard and potentially slip and cut body parts which shouldn't be.
Another question comes in from Annette. When is the best time to prune azaleas and gardenias?
Okay, so gardenias I have no experience with, so I'm going to gloss right over that one. The azaleas, and we'll throw in rhododendrons just because we can, and they are very closely related. The time for pruning those is usually best right after they're done blooming, because that time they are growing their new shoots, which will eventually, hopefully, flower next year, will be coming out past the fading flower remnants, which we also would want to clean off, snap off those, deadhead basically, that while we're doing our pruning, so that timing is good. Rhododendrons and azaleas are just the opposite of what I suggested for the maples about don't leave stubs, because there's all these hidden buds along a bare stem where there were formerly leaves, you know, a few years ago. So that if you want to really do some major pruning, reducing the size of a rhododendron or azalea that's overgrown, there's buds along the way that will pop out later on. It's surprising that this happens and it works. And as far as techniques go too, if you're doing major size changing, downsizing, I guess, better off to do like a third of the bush, a third of the big branches or shoots each year over the course of 3 years. And by that time, by the third year, the ones you prune the first year should have enough buds and growth that they will be flowering for that year.
Okay, Ed Byarski, thanks a lot for the answers again.
You're welcome, Matt.
Garden Talk is a weekly feature every Thursday morning on Morning Edition during the spring, summer, and early fall. You can sign up for the podcast or ask your own question about yard and garden care at ktoo.org/gardentalk.
KTOO's Garden Talk with Ed Bajarski is sponsored by Don Abel Garden Center, locally owned since 1936, offering building and garden supplies to both commercial and residential customers throughout Alaska. More at donabel.biz.